Massachusetts regulator fines Penn Sports Interactive $15,000 after ESPN host calls bet risk-free. Regulator levies penalty over on-air remark. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission has imposed a $15,000 fine on Penn Sports Interactive after an on-air comment by ESPN host Reese Davis in March 2024 described a sports wager as essentially risk-free. The remark occurred during ESPN's College Game Day, ahead of a matchup between UConn and Northwestern, when Davis, speaking with sports betting analyst Aaron Dolan, suggested a bet that Northwestern would score under 60.5 points was more akin to a risk-free investment. Host clarifies, regulator cites misleading promotion rules. Davis later sought to clarify the remark on the social platform X, saying his comment was intended as a joke and that no such thing as risk-free investing exists. He reiterated that sports are unpredictable and urged anyone who places bets to do so responsibly. The MGC said the broadcast crossed the line into prohibited territory because its rules bar advertising, marketing, or branding that is deceptive, misleading, or creates an unjustified impression about the risks of wagering. State regulators have increasingly scrutinized how betting products and promotions are presented on broadcast and digital platforms. Regulatory backdrop and recent enforcement in Massachusetts. The penalty is the latest enforcement action by the MGC this year. In July 2024, the commission fined DraftKings $450,000 for permitting customers to fund sports betting accounts with credit cards, a practice the regulator said violated state safeguards intended to protect consumers from overextension and problem gambling. Massachusetts has signaled a tougher stance on both operator practices and the way betting is discussed in media partnerships, reflecting a broader trend among U.S. state gaming authorities to tighten controls as legal sports betting markets mature. Industry implications and expert perspective. Regulatory intervention over a presenter's comment highlights how fragile the line can be between editorial commentary and promotional messaging when sports broadcasts include betting analysis or branded partnerships with sportsbooks. Compliance officers and legal advisors say broadcasters, production teams, and commercial partners need clearer guidance and training to avoid statements that could be interpreted as encouraging irresponsible wagering. For operators such as Penn Sports Interactive and other sportsbook partners, the fine underlines the commercial risks of co-branding and third-party media arrangements. Apart from direct penalties, firms may face reputational harm and more onerous conditions from regulators in future operating or advertising approvals. What to watch next? Expect continued enforcement activity from state regulators like the Massachusetts Gaming Commission and growing attention to on-air language, sponsorship disclosures, and the mechanics of sports betting promotions. Industry stakeholders, including broadcasters, sports leagues, and betting firms, are likely to revisit compliance playbooks, disclosure practices, and talent training to reduce the chance of similar violations.